Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Massachusetts.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. It's nice to be here.
Good morning.
I have a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
My first question is on privet hedges. So I have a border of privet hedges around my house, and they took a lot of abuse this winter. And I wanted to know, is this a good time to feed them, and what should I feed them? And also, is it a good time to cut them back?
Okay. So definitely want to feed them this spring. It's all it's going to do is help them,
okay.
Especially so that the drought that we had last year on top of any of the winter damage that they might have had, it's just going to help them. I'd look to do maybe like a if you want to help push some new growth, maybe do like a 5-10-5, or if you want to do like an all purpose, you could do a 10-10-10. Just mix it all, a couple handfuls all around each one of them, mix it into the soil. I think that would definitely be helpful to do. What I would suggest doing is, are you, for the pruning aspect, are you looking to just get them shorter, or are you just looking to control the way they look, or?
I don't want to get them a lot shorter. I keep them pretty well trimmed, but the plow got to them this winter, so I have to cut out some of the damage in there, and I'm hoping that, I can get that to sort of grow back. So, yeah, just mostly to keep them in line.
Yeah, so what I would look at do is any of the dead or broken branches, get rid of those now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want those sticking around because the plant will still try to fix that area. It'll focus on those areas versus new growth or pushing it elsewhere, right? So if it's, got a cracked branch that is still barely viable, but it's still viable, the plant is focusing energy there. You want it to focus elsewhere.
Okay.
So get rid of those broken branches. Get rid of the dead. The easiest way to tell if it is dead at this time of year, scratch the bark a little bit. See if it's green underneath. If it is green, it's still viable, so you don't have to cut it back. The other thing with some of the privet, this is one I always say, cross branches. And anytime you're pruning, get rid of cross branches. But privet, they kind of all grow into each other, right?
Right.
What I'd like to see you do is any of the major branches that you are noticing them rubbing on top of each other, where you can almost see the bark like peeling a little bit or it's discolored, get rid of one of those branches, because what it does is it opens up the possibility of like pathogens or anything else coming into it a little bit easier into the plant itself. So I'd try to, anything that's, you know, seen some damage or some really bad rubbing up against each other, get rid of one of those to help it. But I think, you know, now would be a time you could prune it, the cleaning up of it. But again, you'll probably want to prune it again in about 6 weeks. Maybe, you know, before basically about July 15th, you could prune it a second time to keep it, you know, more compact and put new growth throughout the rest of the year. So it would be like a two-step process, but I think it would be worth to start it at this point.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Great, thank you. Yeah. And my second question is on Montauk daisies. And I got them a few years ago. Your dad always used to talk about them.
Yep.
I know he had them. And my question is, at this time of year, can I prune them back pretty hard? I have some that got really, really woody. You know, they have really thick
yep.
wood branches. And I wanted to know how far back I can cut those. And because I know I usually cut them back also again in July.
Yep. And so right now would be time to do it. You can cut them back pretty far at this point. Get them down to a couple inches, to be honest.
Oh, wow,
That's what you're looking to do. The Montauk daisies, when they get too woody, they kind of fall over easier. They don't keep that, like, condensed area, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you could cut it back, especially if it's pushed a lot of growth down to about like 10 to 12 inches at this point, so that it's not like huge. You could, you know, it's, I'm just trying to think if, so you'd want to do that now at this point, to get it more compact. I've seen it elsewhere. I'm trying to think where I saw it. There was something that was saying some of them you can almost cut right back to the ground. It would depend. You're trying to get it more compact, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it is. It's pretty much a lot of, especially the big, really thick woody branches. Yeah, they're kind of laying almost along the ground.
Okay.
At this point. And then when I cut them back, you know, sprouts come up and, you know, kind of go straight up. But yeah, it is laying pretty flat.
So you would prune them, you know, now, early spring, to get them down. And like I said, I've seen people actually cut them down to about 4-6 inches, honestly. So if it's gotten too big for you, you can get them so they will be a little bit smaller and be more compact. And then prune them again in like July to about the same amount. That way it's keeping them smaller. That way it doesn't get that big leggy look to it. The other thing is with some of the Montauk daisies, depending upon how old they are, you can split them. To split them, it's usually every 3 to 4 years. So that way what it'll also do, allow you to have more in the yard, but it'll also get rid of some of the dead that might be in the center, because sometimes with when it gets leggy, all the growth is on the outside of the plant and not as much in the center, right? So
yes.
It's usually about every 3 to 4 years that you can dig up the whole plant, okay, get the roots and everything, get rid of the dead parts, and then you can actually split it like in half or like in thirds, right?
Okay.
And at that point, it would be best to have them cut back to the, you know, the low amount of, you know, 6 inches, 4 inches, that type of thing. That way, it'll focus on regrowth. But it is definitely, you know, every 4 years, 3 to 4 years, you want to split them so that they don't just get overgrown and get too big.
Okay. And can I do that this time of year?
Yeah, this would be a great time to do it because the plant, you know, has the whole season to regrow, right?
Right.
So what I would do, dig the hole about, you know, so you can have a decent sized root ball on the whole thing. Pull it out of the ground, and then with a nice sharp, like flat point shovel, I would cut it right down the middle. So it like splits it.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe in the middle of each of those, depending upon how big it is, right? We're not, if it was like, say it's like 3 feet wide, I'd cut it down the middle and then cut it again so you could have four plants. Okay. If it's like only a couple feet, maybe just cut it down the middle and use two plants. The bigger it is, the more you can kind of split it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's at least 3 feet, I would say. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so you could split it probably in three or four without a problem.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem, Carol. Good luck with everything. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're about to take another break here in a couple minutes here, but in a minute here. But it's starting to be sunny, looking nice the next couple days, at least in the northern part of Massachusetts. It's going to warm up Tuesday, Wednesday, looking at the 70 degrees. Let's enjoy it, right? Starting to get there, get out in the garden, enjoy it. Get some of that crabgrass prevention down if that's what you want to put down. Start getting the gardens warmed up, ready. Put some 10-10-10 down in those gardens. Get them activated. Maybe put some garden tone, any of those things. But definitely time to get out in the garden and get ready for this year because it's all ahead of us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in a few.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, ProTrust Products manufactures some of the best lawn and garden fertilizers and weed control products on the planet. If you want an amazing-looking lawn, there is no other fertilizer quite like TurfTrust. Its unique controlled-release formulation provides your lawn with everything it needs and feeding for up to 14 weeks. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running their annual TurfTrust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing TurfTrust fertilizer with their legendary broadleaf weed control and crabgrass control products. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the TurfTrust Triple Play online at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. Now, we do have a call on the line, so let's get back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in Bourne, Mass.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. thank you for taking my call. Just a couple of questions.
Sure.
I was wondering, I have a little section of knockout roses that I wanted to expand this year. What's the best time to plant new knockout roses?
So down on the Cape, you could definitely do it soon, as long as they're in the garden center. And I think, to be honest, down in Falmouth, I think at the Mahoney's there, I thought I saw some a week or two ago. So it would be fine to do it at this point in time. Once they're out, definitely get them growing.
Okay. The second question is more of a lawn question than a garden.
Sure.
I have a section of lawn that I would like to cultivate, being a low grass, something that I could use lawn games for. So,
okay.
And you know, I tried last year to kind of cut it a little lower with my regular rotary lawnmower, and it really didn't do too well. It doesn't get a lot of sun, but probably gets 3-4 hours a week. A day. And I'm wondering, one, is there a particular kind of grass? And the other, would it help to cut it with a reel-type mower?
Yeah, so it's a very – you're looking for, like, something that's just going to stay low so you can – but still stay in that grass, right? That's what we're looking to
right.
do.
You know, something equivalent to a golf course fairway or maybe the first cut of rough, kind of that kind of level.
Okay. And it's mostly almost shade, right?
Well, I get some sun from, let's say, 10 in the morning to, you know, 2 in the afternoon.
Okay, so that's actually not bad. That's a nice, that's like the hottest part of the day usually. So that'll help with some of the grasses that you would want to do there. I know down in some of the area, like blue in the on the Cape, some bluegrass isn't always the best to be putting down there. A lot of towns have they don't want bluegrass next to like the water. So bluegrass would some of it would stay smaller. If you get into like the rye tend to go taller. So you'd look okay. More like a fescue type. The temperatures are like the Cape temperatures where you're, I think you're in like a zone 7 down there, right? Is that okay. Correct?
I'm not absolutely sure.
I believe you're in the zone 7, so it's a little bit different than the northern part of the state. So you can get some other grasses. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I think you might be able to even get like a zoysia grass to grow down there. I'm trying to say the zoysia grass would stay more of like a creeping. You could look at, there is a fescue. I know there is a fescue called like a creeping red fescue, which is in the Shady Nook version from Jonathan Green. That creeping fescue is one that stays lower but will cover an area. So look, when you go to look at like a bag of seed, take a look at the back because they have to list what's actually on it. And look for like a creeping or a chewing type fescue, okay?
Okay.
You could also, I believe the zoysia grass would be one that would be all right down there. That one only stays a couple inches tall as well. I'm just trying to think where Bourne, I know where Bourne is, but I'm just trying to, I'd have to look up the zone to see if the zoysia would do well there. So what we can do is during the break, let me take a look and see what zone you're in to see if that'll work so we can get you some better answer on that. So hang tight for me. We're going to go to a break here. It's 855-660-4261.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the first time, the president is calling the issue at the southern border a crisis. President Biden told reporters Saturday that he intended to increase the cap on refugees after receiving pushback from fellow Democrats when he initially announced that refugee levels would be kept at Trump-era levels. Border authorities say they continue to see increased levels of illegal crossings at the border, reporting more than 170,000 migrant encounters last month, with more expected this month. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the solution to the border crisis is easy. He tells Fox News that a return to previously successful policies would solve the problem.
The solution is very simple. We've got to look at what has worked in the past. We also have to look towards the future. I mean, as long as we continue to release people into the United States after they violate our laws with no consequences, people are going to continue to come. That's the simple fact.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Millions of people across the globe watched as Britain's Prince Philip was laid to rest at Windsor Castle Saturday in a small ceremony due to the pandemic. Wendy King reports.
The Duke of Edinburgh's coffin was taken from the private chapel at Windsor Castle to nearby St. George's Chapel. Members of the royal family walked in a procession after the coffin. Queen Elizabeth II, who was married to Prince Philip for more than 73 years, rode behind the coffin in a vehicle along with her lady-in-waiting. Prince Philip died April 9th at the age of 99 at Windsor Castle after spending weeks at a London hospital for an infection and an unspecified heart procedure. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A minute of silence in honor of Philip was observed across the UK just before the funeral began. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Mike. We were talking about a low-growing grass seed. And during the break, I just double-checked the zone in Bourne. And it's a 6B, so it's not in the 7. So it's not as good for a zoysia grass. And when I was thinking zoysia grass, I was thinking more of the southern part where it can take a little bit of shade. In this area, it cannot. It needs more full sun. That all being said, there are some mixes on Cape Cod called Cape Cod mixes. They have fescues in them, and they have some rye grass, minimal rye grass. But you're looking for a chewings fescue in it, usually 10 to 15%, and then some other perennial type fescues in there with a little bit of rye, like I said. So that would definitely help you stay the lower growing that you want. And just once you get it really established, that's when you won't have to cut it as much and it will stay a little bit thicker. So, you know, keep it fertilized this season as you're going, and that can make it stronger so that you can have those lawn-type games on it.
Okay, and just to reiterate, the end of the question was the mowing type. Would it help to have a reel-type mower as opposed to a rotary-type mower?
It's six of this, half a dozen of another.
Okay.
It really, they're both cutting it, right? What you just need to make sure is if you're using that rotary style, make sure that the blades are sharp, right? Because when they're not sharp, it cuts them at a weird angle. It breaks them versus cuts them, the blades. Correct. So that can affect it. So you just need to make sure it's sharp when you're doing it. That's the biggest factor on all of it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No problem, Mike. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we have some open lines, so definitely give us a call so we can help you out with any of your gardening questions today. We had some snow earlier in this week. I know a lot of you are kind of like, yeah, yes, we know. We get it. But it wasn't completely a bad thing.
like we, my father used to say this all the time, and when you look it up, it says it's a Yankee term. My father being from Maine, you know, he's that Yankee, although he would never admit to having anything to do with the Yankees, but that's a different subject for a different day. Anyways, it's a term for, he would call it poor man's fertilizer, snow. It's got some nitrogen in it. It's got the water, obviously, that's helping, but that little bit of that nitrogen help will green up some of your lawn this spring. The idea behind it is having that snow during the winter seasons and having it consistently on the ground is a good thing. But having it the way it did, I think it's not a bad thing at all. We didn't see temperatures that dropped below freezing during these snowstorms. It stayed right above freezing the whole time. It was in the 30s, high 30s, while it was snowing. If we were looking at those temperatures and they went down into the teens or the low 20s, that's when you'd be kind of like, I'm not so sure. But it didn't. So I think we're going to be definitely okay with everything that happened. I don't see it as a bad thing. I see that, you know, the benefits of it. So don't fret with the snow. It's not that bad. Things are going to be okay from it. So definitely, you know, let's hope it's the last one, though, right? Let's hope we're not getting any more snow from it. So let's keep moving on from it, because later this week, 70 degrees. Yep, snowed Friday, 70 Wednesday. Perfect. Just what New England weather wrote up for us. So if anybody has questions, call us at 855-660-4261. So we talked a little bit earlier about crabgrass. We can still be putting that prevention down, or we can be getting ready for that second prevention by the end of the month if you're in that six-week interval. Crabgrass has that early season, and then it has the late season. Now, some of you will be looking at it and saying, I hate crabgrass. I need to get rid of it. I'm going to do two. Some of you say, I'll just do one. So things to think about, really check out your local garden center and talk to them about the early and late season. They'll be able to get you the right products for it. Now, I do have a call on the line, so we want to get back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
We said there was open lines and three people called in. Nancy from Dennisport is first.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a few questions.
Sure.
I had sent you an email last year and then recently with a picture of a pink caterpillar that has invaded my tomatoes. It burrows into the tomato. And
yep.
Destroys it, obviously. And I believe I had a bad problem last year with they split. I think I watered them too much. I'm not sure. And then they turned all black on the top.
Yep. You only saw them when they were pink. Did they ever get bigger for you, the caterpillars?
No.
Okay, because sometimes what will happen is when they're real young, they'll be this way, but you might have had, like, the tomato hornworm as well mixed in there. excuse me. So I remember your email. I actually just saw it yesterday. Again, I'm a little bit behind on my emails with everything.
It was a pretty good-sized caterpillar. It wasn't a small thing.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the email at the same time as we are talking here. I can see it definitely burrowing in there, destroying a lot of them. Yeah, it's not pleasant by any means. Now, the conditions of the tomatoes, are they completely... Obviously, they're in full sun. How's the soil?
I'm a 100% container gardener.
Okay.
The containers I have a 4-gallon reservoir in them.
Okay.
So that I could go away on occasion.
Yep.
And I think towards the end of the season, I possibly really overwatered them. and they split. And then I got all that black on the top. I believe that's what happened. I'm not sure. And I had a lot of problems with animals. It was really a depressing year last year. My boyfriend always teases me about my $5 tomatoes, but last year they were probably $10. With all the money I spent on them and the few I got.
Yep.
I think it was the first time I've ever had trouble with rabbits eating them and a lot of squirrels. So I'm going to spend more money, and I'm having cages built.
Well, so let's...
I can't do anything with the bugs. I have to have your help on that. I don't know what to spray. I do have a problem with blight. I have for 10-plus years, and I spray before it even starts, and I'm able to keep it at bay doing that, but
okay.
I spray so much. Is there anything I could put in that spray? It's BioSafe, the one I got off your website that I use, and could I put something in there that would get rid of these bugs, these caterpillars?
Yeah, so let's do a couple things here all at the same time. So the blight that you have and some of the, you know, end rot and those types of things is calling for some more calcium in the soil. Okay, so we're looking to add calcium to the soil to get it more rich with that. Tomatoes love the calcium to help them stay green and full. So I would definitely...
I do add calcium, but I just maybe I'm not adding enough. I start off with the Aspoma tomato tone that has calcium, and I enrich my soil. I put new soil in every year, not 100%, but close to half and half, old soil and new soil.
Okay. I would look to add maybe some lime, calcitic lime. Calcitic lime, like they have a Magic Cal from Jonathan Green. That is a calcitic lime. That's a faster acting type lime.
Okay.
So that would be something I would be looking to add to the soil all around it.
Okay.
Usually when it comes to these insects with like on tomatoes, it's usually like the tomato hornworm that we worry about. You know, the tomato hornworm is the one that usually eats leaves, right?
And
just defoliates the whole thing. I'm having a hard time.
I've rarely seen that.
Yeah, and that's
I have seen them, but pretty rare.
So now that I've seen, like, the pink caterpillar that you've sent me, I'm having a hard time figuring exactly what it is. I can't think it off the top of my head. But with caterpillars, the way to get rid of any caterpillar that's on your plants would be to use a product called Captain Jack's, right?
Okay.
So Captain Jack's is comes in a concentrate, it comes in a ready to use and a ready to spray. So what you can do is as your tomato plants are starting to grow and you're starting to see a little bit of growth in the area, we can actually use two different products. Both are organic, so they'd be safe for your tomatoes.
Okay.
When the caterpillars are just starting to form early, when you're not seeing anything and you haven't seen any of these caterpillars on the plant itself, spray the tomatoes with what's called, it used to be labeled BT, but now it's just called Thuricide. Okay. The BT is an oil-based, and you spray it, and what it does is it kills the first generation, the younger generation. They call it the first and second end star of a caterpillar. Okay, so they're very small. And the next step to get to when the caterpillars are actually forming would be to use Captain Jack's, because the spinosad, which is the active ingredient in it, is meant to suffocate the caterpillars. You might have heard people talking about winter moth, right? Over, because there's those little green inchworm type caterpillars. Captain Jack's is what we use to spray on that as well. It's a caterpillar killer. So when you're starting to see some of these these things go, I want you to spray early. So you'll put out your tomatoes,
you know, in the next few weeks, you know, 3-4 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. Spray them early with this Thericide, with this BT. Spray the plants. Wait about 14 days or so. Then I want you to spray with the Captain Jack's, all the plants. Both are organic, so it's not going to affect you.
Okay, do I mix the BT and the Captain Jack together?
Nope.
Or is it two separate?
Two separate.
Okay, start with BT, finish that, and go to Captain Jack.
Yeah, so basically it's a 1-2 punch, right? Your first punch is going to be with that BT, and then your second one about 14 days later would be the Captain Jack's. And you might need to use it two applications. So those applications can happen 14 days apart. Okay.
Okay. Do you know the amount? I actually have this Captain Jack, and I couldn't figure out how much I was supposed to put.
So hang tight for me. Yep, hang tight for me. We're going to hit a break, and I'll give you all that information on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Excuse me, before the break, we were talking with Nancy in regards to her tomato plants. So, two things. I realized while we were at break that the worm that, or the caterpillar you have is called a fruit worm that will attack tomatoes. And everything is the same that we talked about, using BT early, then using the Captain Jacks. And the BT wants to be applied towards the evening, all right? So don't do it in the morning. The one thing I forgot to add is BT doesn't love the sun.
Okay.
And so by spraying towards at night, it's not going to break down as quickly and it'll be able to do its job. The other reason behind that is at the beginning of season, a lot of your beneficial insects are out, like bees, right? They're pollinating. Some insect, other insects pollinating. Most of them have gone away at night. They've gone back to their hive. They've gone back to where they are. They're not... You know, the beneficial insects are not on your plants pollinating at night.
Okay.
So you're not spraying like an oil to suffocate them. So we're keeping the beneficial. So that's why we want to do it at night. And the same thing with the Captain Jacks. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, you had asked before the break, how much do you use? Mm-hmm. So do you have like a pump sprayer?
I do, yes.
So you would, what you want to do is take the bottle, shake it up first, so it's nice and mixed inside. Then you're going to use 2 ounces of the product per gallon of water.
And is that for both of them, the BT and the Captain Jack?
So for the Captain Jacks, it's definitely that. The BT I would have to look up.
Oh, okay.
But the thing about, so one great thing is if you have the bottle on the back of it, it will tell you... how many days before you know, before you can reapply, and how many days before harvest you have to wait. And so the Captain Jacks, it down where it says fruiting vegetables, it will actually say the wait to harvest is 1 day. So it can show you how it's not very harmful to us. The other thing is, it'll say right on there, you can reapply in 4 days. I would like to see it more 7 to 10 days personally, but you can up to 4 if it's that bad. And that's the Captain Jack. Okay. Now, they found it in the Caribbean, and it's has rum base to it. So that's why if you look at the bottle, it's a picture of a guy in a Hawaiian shirt, and it's a rum based product. So that's why they have that, and that's why it's not bad for you. I wouldn't by any means recommend going and drinking this bottle. I think we can find those elsewhere, but at the same time, it is organic. So
I've actually had it for a couple of years, and I couldn't find what I was supposed to do with it. Should I get a new one?
So I might if it's been more than 3 years.
Yeah,
the other thing is with any product, make sure. So the biggest thing isn't the cold temperatures that it hits. It's the really, really hot temperatures. So if it's an area that gets over like 100 degrees during the summer, it breaks it down more than it would if it was frozen or cold. So that's one thing to think about. So probably, I mean, the concentrate's not a lot of money to do, and you can do a lot of it, and especially when you've had this problem, you can actually spray this product, and it'll say right on the back, up to 6 times one season. So you don't want to do more than 6 times in a season, but you can definitely still apply it a couple times.
Okay. And the calcium, it probably says how much to use on that.
Yeah, so you can, it'll say like on the back of a bag, if you go to one of the Mahoney's in the area down there, I know they have Magical from Jonathan Green. Mm-hmm. That's a fast-acting, we call it a fast-acting lime, but it's a calcitic lime, so it's going to have some calcium in it that's going to help with those products, okay?
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Nancy, you have a great rest of your day, and good luck with those tomatoes.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.